Almost 1,300 respondents completed the 7th annual survey, highlighting areas of success with city services and Pensacola's image, along with identifying opportunities for improvement.
Thank you to every one of you who took the time to complete the survey and let us know what's most important to you. To view the survey results, you can just visit cityofpensacola.com.
Mayor Grover Robinson speaking on Monday. The survey was conducted during 4 weeks in June in the midst of the coronavirus pandemic. Nicole Gislason is a vice president at the Haas Center. She was asked if the virus led to a skewing of the numbers.
I speculate that could have been an influencing factor, but the city of Pensacola has been conducting this particular survey, or one like it, since 2014. And, you know, perhaps it is that residents have come to expect the survey, so responses have increased accordingly.
Participation increased this year by 56%, up from about 53% in 2018. One difference this year, says Gislason, is that residents wanting to take the survey on the phone were allowed to do so rather than online.
The other thing we did is we made an extra effort to contact relevant organizations within the city that would want their constituents to answer the survey. We did restrict it to city residents, and that's been pretty consistent over the years.
The survey questions are tweaked from year to year, and 2020 was no exception, adjusting to the pandemic. Pensacola International Airport scored the highest in resident satisfaction at 87%.
The fire department, too. So responsiveness received high scores. But again, I'll defer to the mayor's office. I'll let him brag on his departments and identify areas of growth.
More than half of the respondents, 57%, said they were either very satisfied or satisfied with the ease of obtaining information about city services, and an increase of 5% from 2019.
Mayor Robinson added that 54% said they were also satisfied or very satisfied with public access to the waterfront.
58% of the residents said they are very satisfied or satisfied with the city's performance in promoting the city's image. The data will be used to identify budget priorities and areas for improvement and to improve high-quality services, provide high-quality services to residents.
When rating infrastructure improvements, stormwater infrastructure improved 7 points from last year with 37%. Continued improvements were also seen in neighborhood safety along with housing affordability. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.